Welcome to the Science and Spirituality Podcast, where we dive deep into universal spiritual principles and ground them in modern science. My name is Chris Carton.
And my name is Kevin Carton, and we are committed to simplifying the spiritual side of success for you with easy-to-understand scientific research so you can walk away with practical tools to create radical transformations in your life. Let's get started. Have you ever heard of the term mastermind? Chances are you have. It's quite a buzzword that has been around the personal development, spiritual space for quite some time. I've learned that it was coined by a gentleman named Napoleon Hill. He wrote about, he actually has an entire chapter in his book, Think and Grow Rich, about the mastermind principle. So I'm going to share some of that with you today because it is profound. It's powerful. And it's both spiritual and scientific, which, as you know, here on this podcast, we absolutely love that. So we're going to dive into that and talk about how you can create your own mastermind group, or at least benefit from a mastermind group, because it's not as formal as it may seem, or what you may have heard, because shoot, there are masterminds that you could pay tens of thousands of dollars for. And yes, those are forms of what we're going to talk about here, but it's not limited to that. That's I think it's a common way of thinking about masterminds because it's been so widely used as like a program name, but it is far from that. It is way more vast and encompassing of what we can actually experience in honestly our everyday life. And chances are you actually already have a mastermind group. You just don't know that you call it that. So I want to read some things to begin to share with you some definitions, some ways in which this was presented by Napoleon Hill in his book, Think and Grow Rich, which, by the way, a quick background on that, even though it's probably one of the most classic personal development books of all time, at least in our generation, it was written in 1937, and it is very straightforward I wouldn't even say surface level, but it does deal with very human things, we can say. But the thing you may not know if you have not read the book or studied it is that it is deeply spiritual. There's a deep spiritual sense to it that you could read pretty much in every chapter that the author, Napoleon Hill, talks about the spiritual side of our nature. So let's get into it. Let's see what he says about the mastermind. So he actually defines it in this chapter. It's chapter 10 in the book, The Power of the Mastermind. So he defines the mastermind as coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. The mastermind is a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. So with that definition, clearly what I was saying before, you probably already experienced this at some level. I think we all have at least at one point formed a mastermind unconsciously with just a friend or a brother, a sister, a mom, dad, like a family member, a coworker even, when we would camaraderate on some certain challenge we were going through and you discovered or worked on discovering answers and solutions to that problem. So I think we've experienced this before, but most often it's unconscious. Like we don't even know that we're accessing the mastermind principle. And so let's talk about what does it even mean? Like what kind of power do you access when you do access this mastermind principle? Because it's not just collaborating to generate ideas that are based on your own experience or what you might come up with if through your own intellect. It's much deeper than that. It's more on an energetic level and a spiritual level what's actually going on. So I want to read a couple paragraphs to continue on from Napoleon Hill's work, and then we'll dive into this of what this means. So he says, you may better understand the intangible potentialities of power available to you through a properly chosen mastermind group. So we will here explain the two characteristics of the mastermind principle, one of which is economic in nature, the other is psychic. The economic feature is obvious. Economic advantages may be created by any person who surrounds him or herself with the advice, counsel, and personal cooperation of a group of people who are willing to lend their wholehearted aid. in a spirit of perfect harmony. This form of cooperative alliance has been the basis of nearly every great fortune or every great success. Your understanding of this great truth may definitely determine your financial status. The psychic phase, this is what I'm mostly interested in. The psychic phase of the mastermind principle is much more abstract, much more difficult to comprehend, because it has a reference to the spiritual forces with which the human race as a whole is not well acquainted. I want to quickly pause before I continue reading. I don't think that's the case for us at this time, this day and age, because clearly our species is going through an awakening. We are becoming more aware of our spiritual nature, of who we really are, which connects, of course, with our psychic powers. So that, I think, is not true anymore, because again, this was written in the 1930s. So this is almost 100 years ago. So anyway, I think that's changed. However, even though the awareness is there, the application of it, I think, is still where we're growing. So that's why we're talking about it today. So next, continuing on in that, the couple of paragraphs, you may catch a significant suggestion from this statement about the psychic power of a mastermind. No two minds ever come together without thereby creating a third invisible, intangible force, which may be likened to a third mind. We're going to dive a little bit deeper in a moment on that, but I'm going to read it one more time. No two minds ever come together without thereby creating a third invisible, intangible force, which may be likened to a third mind. Keep in mind the fact that there are only two known elements in the whole universe, energy and matter. It is a well-known fact that matter may be broken down into units of molecules, atoms, and electrons. There are units of matter which may be isolated, separated, and analyzed. Likewise, there are units of energy. The human mind is a form of energy, a part of it being is spiritual in nature. So when the minds of two people are coordinated in a spirit of harmony, the spiritual units of energy of each mind form an affinity, which constitutes the psychic phase of the mastermind. So I want to pause there and let's dive into that, break it down a bit, because this is incredibly powerful for you and I when we think about our goals, our dreams. Maybe even you might go deeper and what is our purpose and why we're here and how can we accomplish that purpose or live into that purpose more fully? This is a key, a massive key for you and I. So what Napoleon Hill is saying there is that it's not just the combination of different ideas or that you may have thought of already, like the intellect just spinning on different ideas and you just, you know, popcorning ideas with your friend or your coworker, your family member about a problem, a challenge, an obstacle you're facing. It's much more than that, because when you coordinate, you, in other words, fuse your energy with another, when you have created this kind of mastermind with another person, and your energy then becomes more expansive by means of that fusion. Literally, there's an amplified sense of energy that can be accessed that individually is not accessible. You see, I believe that we each have a direct connection with our own higher power, with the infinite, with God, with source, with the universe, whatever label you want to put on it. So when we come together with two or more people and we're in the spirit of harmony, as Napoleon Hill writes, then it's not just two individuals coming together or three individuals coming together. It becomes a whole new energy, a whole new experience that you now have access to, and you can channel different ideas and receive different insights that you would not on your own. I think of it this way, because again, I think that we've all experienced this in an unconscious way. And I'll give some tips at the end of this episode of how you can form this for yourself. But for now, just think back to an experience you've had where I personally believe it's most powerful when you're with someone in person. Technology has been incredible, but we've seen the kind of effect that has happened when, you know, through COVID, the couple of years where so many lockdowns happened, like there was lack of human to human interaction. Like even though technology is amazing and we can connect throughout the entire world in an instant, there's still something missing. If there's an energy that's not there. So when you come together and you're with that person, like ideas, like just, so anyway, coming back to the point, as you can clearly tell, I'm getting excited about this and going off on tangents, but think about maybe a time, say, and probably the best to look back in the last year or two, so it's easy to remember, where you were with a couple of friends, you were maybe with your family, and you were in a conversation that was progressive. You were talking about your goals and your dreams, or at least aspirations, like what you really would hope for in your life. And you really got into that conversation and you were in the energy of belief. You may not know how it would all work out or how it would happen, but y'all were entertaining the ideas and really engaging with the possibilities for your life. Think back to that time and for two questions then. First, how did that feel? Because our feelings are our vibration. And it's a clear indication of the energy that we're living in. So how did it feel to be with those people and in those conversations? And then secondly, what transpired by means of those conversations, whether that was immediate in the conversation or maybe immediately after, the hours or the days after? Like, I can almost guarantee you there was an uptick in your creativity. There was an uptick in ideas that you can implement. There was an uptick in your own motivation, your inspiration to actually take action on some of the ideas that dropped in, or you may feel like were like downloads from the infinite. So we do this. We do this here and there, but how can we be more intentional about this is what I'm getting at here. So before I share, I want to share some more lines from Think and Grow Rich, and then I want to give you some tips about how to form this mastermind in your life so that you can utilize this power on a regular basis. But I want to make an invitation to you. If you don't feel like you have this in your life, or you're looking for this kind of mastermind energy or supportive community, then I'd highly recommend checking out Soul Builder Live that I have coming up soon. It's in September 2023, but if you're a time traveler and you're listening to this in the future, check the link in the description of this episode anyway, because I'll be hosting this event, Soul Builder Live, a couple of times a year. So this upcoming one is in person in Denver, Colorado. So if you can make it, or if you're around here, we're going to be spending a weekend together to activate this mastermind principle to help you in not only discovering, but really going deeper into actually living into your purpose, why you're here on this planet. That's why I call it Soul Builder, so that we can grow as a soul, so that we can fulfill our purpose and why we're here on planet Earth at this time in human history. I believe it's necessary. I believe it's needed. So if you're interested or that sparks some insight, definitely check out the link in the description and get your ticket. Love to see you there. And we could be in person together, hang out in person, give each other hugs. And again, the energy that we will create together, it's highly conducive for transformation and building dreams. So again, click the link in the description of this episode or go to soulbuilderlive.com to check out the information and when the next event is, or to get your ticket. Oh, and by the way, I'm offering a 50% off for tickets for if you sign up through the podcast. So you could use the code podcast and you get 50% off your ticket. So with that said, let's continue on. I want to read some other things that will give us greater insight into then how we can form these kinds of masterminds in our own life and use this power. So to continue on what Napoleon Hill was writing, he says, energy is nature's universal set of building blocks out of which she constructs every material thing in the universe, including humans and every form of animal and vegetable life. Through a process which only nature completely understands, she translates energy into matter. It's energy into matter. That's the interesting thing, right? But nature's building blocks are available to us as humans in the energy involved in thinking. That's a clue for you and I. So while there is, again, the practical side of having a mastermind, the psychic side of this, it's more in the energy, but then through energy, we move energy through our thinking. So literally we will start to think differently when we form these kinds of masterminds. And if you know anything about thought, thought is creative and everything is created from thinking. In fact, let's pause for a moment and look around to really gain this kind of awareness and understand this more deeply. Look around your space right now, whether you're out in nature, taking a walk, or you're in your home, or I don't know, whatever you're doing, just look around and notice, especially the human-made things. Look around you and notice that let's say if there's a bench, or heck, your phone that you're listening to this on, most likely, a desk, your water bottle, maybe even the pavement, if you're taking a walk, like the pavement you're on, all of those things had to be a thought in someone's mind first, before it ever became something physical in our reality. Hear that? It was a thought first. And we know this. We all know this, of course. But knowing the power of this in our own life is crucial to making progress, to fulfilling our dreams, or fulfilling our purpose, becoming who we want to be. It has to be a thought first. So the mastermind helps shift energy from our thinking into form. So Napoleon Hill continues saying, a human's brain might be compared to an electric battery. It absorbs energy from the ether, which permeates every atom of matter and fills the entire universe. It is a well-known fact that a group of batteries, electric batteries, will provide more energy than a single battery. It is also a well-known fact that an individual battery will provide energy in proportion to the number and capacity of the cells it contains. Here's where I want to end off here, and then let's talk about how you can form this for yourself. Our brain, the brain, functions in a similar fashion. This accounts for the fact that some brains are more efficient than others, and leads to a significant statement. This, a group of brains coordinated or connected in a spirit of harmony will provide more thought energy than a single brain, just as a group of electric batteries will provide more energy than a single battery. So that's through this metaphor, it becomes immediately obvious that the mastermind principle holds the secret of the power wielded by people who surround themselves with other people of those kinds of brains, or that kind of intellect, or that kind of awareness. So final note, and then let's get deeper into this, or at least how you can apply it. Final quote I want to say from this. This then follows now that another statement will lead to the still nearer an understanding of the psychic phase of the mastermind principle. That when a group of brains, individual brains, are coordinated and function in harmony, the increased energy created through that alliance becomes available to every individual brain in the group. It's incredible. So we literally have greater access to infinite intelligence or ideas that we wouldn't think of on our own. There's great examples that Napoleon Hill writes about. Like, for example, really quick, one of them, Mahatma Gandhi. In writing this, Napoleon Hill, he was saying, because Gandhi was alive at that time, he was saying that Gandhi was actually the most powerful man living. Not because he had money or a certain status. Like, he was actually quite humble in what he was doing. But he was most powerful because he coordinated so many, literally millions of brains together in the spirit of harmony to liberate India from the British. So such an incredible power. And of course, because they all had a definite purpose of that freedom. So our problems or our issues right now in our own individual life may not be as significant or as massive on that kind of scale, but you could use the same kind of idea to coordinate with others, some friends, families, heck, joining Soul Builder Live. I'd love to see you there. We're going to be doing this for 2 days, the whole weekend. But in some way of having people around you that are willing to coordinate together and work on solutions for the issues that you're facing, or at least generating ideas of what you could do to create the dreams in your own heart. So here's how I'd recommend doing this. Some more practical tips to form the mastermind, as well as then continue this, because that's a key. It's not just having, you know, a nice conversation for a half an hour one time and then being done with it. You want a consistency with this. That's my recommendation, at least, because then the power compounds. There's a compounding power to this, because you get to know your mastermind partners much more deeply. So my recommendation is to make a list of 5 to 10 people in your life who you think would be a good mastermind partner. And what you might be looking for is someone who is growth oriented, who has got a growth mindset, who is open spiritually, who is actually interested in learning more about themselves, about the universe, believes that there is a higher power. Because personally, I think that's important, that at least for me and my mastermind partners, you may not resonate, and that's okay. But you can create your own criteria, but at least at least if someone is interested in growth. That's like the core foundation. You have to have that. So they're interested in growth and they're willing then to commit some time with you. And I personally recommend, I think it's important to make it consistent. Like I said, it doesn't have to be like every single week at the same exact time for a certain amount of time. Although that's exactly what I do, which I'll share in a moment what exactly I do. But I recommend, and this is actually a recommendation I give to my clients when we talk about this principle, I recommend at least every other week. The minimum I would say is every 3 weeks, because if it's like every like once a month, it's too much time in between. There's so much that can happen in just a handful of weeks that you want to be more consistent and connected with your mastermind partner so that you're creating more coherence together. Like there's a growing connectedness. There's a growing harmony within that group. So at least once a week, once every other week, once every 3 weeks, maybe. But personally, I actually have a mastermind partner, go figure, who lives in New Zealand. I have other mastermind partners like that I connect with less frequently. Like for example, my brother. So my co-host on this podcast, who's just not here in this episode, but my wife even, like we mastermind sometimes together. But my like set up or more strategic mastermind partners, gentleman named Wayne Forrest. Wayne, I love you if you're going to listen to this. And we meet once a week on Mondays for just a half an hour, sometimes a bit more, sometimes a bit less. And we talk about what we're going through in our life, what challenges we're facing, what our dreams are, and supporting each other in believing that it's possible. And so we're in the spirit of harmony. And guess what? This is probably my favorite, my best mastermind over the last decade since I've learned this principle. We've been mastermind partners for almost 3 years now. And it's been almost every week. It's been incredible. And now, like when we jump on Zoom to connect, like it's just like we dive right in and it's just like we haven't skipped a beat in the week. So it's very, very supportive. But yeah, so that's my kind of mastermind. We meet for half an hour. We'll talk about, again, challenges, goals, our dreams. We often start off with what we're grateful for and what we're proud of so that there's an expansive energy that we're starting off with. But then we go right into talking about what we can support each other with. So again, I recommend making that list of 5 to 10 people and then reach out to just one. All it takes is just one other person. It doesn't have to be a group of five that come together, because that might be difficult to coordinate an exact time every week, every other week and all that, but at least one person. And I can almost guarantee you there's at least one person in your life that would be interested in this with you. And if not, then go searching. There's groups online, like Facebook groups, there's meetup groups. Literally meetup.com is a great place to find other groups. Like it may not be technically a mastermind group, but like you'd find like-minded people there. And you'd honestly be surprised, really, about the people in your life that you may not think that they're growth oriented, but if you have a conversation with them and just ask, you might be surprised. So again, the frequency I'd recommend is that once a week, once every other week, or once every 3 weeks, could be just a half an hour. And the way you can ask is just saying, hey, like, you know, I heard this podcast episode. I started to study about the mastermind principle. I'd like to try this out. Would you be willing? And see how it goes. I mentioned I've known this principle for like a decade now. My current mastermind has been 3 years, but prior to that, I had different masterminds which have come and gone. Like some were only like a month that it lasted. Some were like 6 months, some a year, but sometimes it'll naturally dissolve. Other times you just know that it's not a right fit and there's nothing, you know, about that person that you don't have to say anything really. It's like, oh, you're not a good mastermind partner, but just trust that, the right people will come into your life, and the people who are not meant to be that kind of support system for you will just naturally dissolve because they have someone else to connect with. It's just the nature of our relationships in this human journey. In fact, there's a great quote where it says, some relationships are for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. So the relationships for a season might be those mastermind partners that are just there for a handful of months, a certain amount of time. Relationships for a reason are those that maybe like coworkers, like you may not have chosen those relationships, but they're your coworkers. So you try to get along with them, or maybe you really do and you love them, which is great. But like that, if you leave that job or like, God forbid, like, you know, you get laid off, like which of course there's an opportunity in every challenge, but then like, you know, that season has ended, or that reason has ended, in other words. And then in some of our lifetime, and you'll find those, I believe. Like, you know, I think of my brother, Chris, like absolutely a lifetime. Like we've obviously been so close for so many years. My wife for sure, lifetime, but some friends are definitely a lifetime. But you never know. And so just lean in, do your best with these kind of mastermind partners, and try this out. Really, I highly recommend experimenting with this, because the only way you'll know the power of this is by going for it, asking someone, setting this up, and having those conversations. So I'm going to leave it at that. And let me know if you have any questions about the mastermind partnership, like how it works or how you'd use it. I'll leave in Spotify, there's a place where you can type in a question. I'll make the question there, like, what questions do you have about the mastermind partnership? And I'll put in the chat or put in the comments, and then I'll answer them in the next podcast episode so that I could support you in your journey of having a mastermind partner. So with that said, I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk with you on another episode. Peace. And that's it for today. So thanks for tuning in. We really hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed recording it. So any questions, any comments, connect with us on Instagram personally at Kevin F. Carton,
or at Chris J. Carton, or our podcast or Instagram page at Science and Spirituality Podcast. And if you feel guided to, the one thing that we do ask is for you to please rate the podcast and also leave a review. This way we can reach more people, and in that way impact more lives. So with that, we'll see you on the next episode.